In the news update for Friday, August the 5th, 2022, on this early morning news edition, part 3. Let's continue on with the rest of Owen Schwer hosting the War Room, and then we'll get right into the hour one of the InfoWars show. Being rebroadcasted on the Freedom Network, it's streaming on both XM and terrestrial radio and satellite radio networks, as well as across all podcasts and catching platforms where you get your content. And we appreciate it. Platforms like Spotify.fm, also Anchor.fm, Stitcher Radio as well, and also on Pandora too as well, and on Google Cast, just to name a few. Check us out at Anchor.fm, and also you can find us also on, if you're looking for our podcast name on Spotify, just go and search and just type in top headlines, national and international news stories, and that's how you can get our programs. Just click on the follow link or word, and then it will actually notify you when a new notification becomes available. Let's get right into the story and finish it up here for you, and then we'll head on into hour one of the Alex Jones Show on our network here on the Freedom Network.
Winter of death? What happened to that winter of death for the unvaccinated? How loving of you to say the unvaccinated would die last winter, but they didn't. In damning Capitol Hill testimony, scientists contradict Fauci's claim that the NIH never funded gain of function.
Research. That's a lie.
And there was a lot that came out of this, by the way, and I've got some of it here, guys. Let's roll clip 16.
Listen to this, guys.
Let me ask you about some of the things that you have commented on with regard to what NIH and Dr. Fauci have said, and frankly, the lies they've been caught in regarding the coronavirus. I want to highlight two of them. In response to a congressional inquiry from October of 2021, just last year, the NIH attempted to walk back assertions by NIH Director Collins and Fauci that NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. You commented at the time saying, and I'm going to quote you now, NIH, specifically Collins, Fauci, and Tabak, lied to Congress, lied to the press, and lied to the public knowingly, willfully, brazenly. On May the 11th, Dr. Fauci said the NIH and NAIAD categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You commented on that, saying the documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and Fauci that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research are untruthful. So just expand on that, if you would. I mean, what are the implications of Dr. Fauci's continued blatant dishonesty regarding NIH's funding of gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I stand by my statement. The statements made on repeated occasions to the public, to the press, and to policymakers by the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, have been untruthful. I do not understand why those statements are being made, because they are demonstrably false.
It's really just sad that true criminals that commit mass crimes like Anthony Fauci get to be celebrated and propped up as heroes. And then men who have given their entire life fighting for good get destroyed and torn down. But we're living in hell, so maybe we shouldn't be so surprised. Twitter censors Pfizer-injured Israeli COVID vaccine doctor. Yeah, he's not allowed to talk. He got injured by a Pfizer vaccine, so they have to shut him down. As monkeypox strikes gay men, officials debate warning to limit partners, but they won't tell you not to have gay orgies, and the gay pride parades go on. And now they say it's a national health emergency as two more kids get monkeypox.
Oh, InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right.
Alex Jones, the number one most talked about person on Earth right now. No, not because he broke the news about COVID being made in a lab. No, not because he covered Jeffrey Epstein while everyone else was covering it up. No, not because he told you about the globalist corporate world government with carbon taxes. But no, because they think they've destroyed him now. And the lies get to permeate on Twitter. But Alex, you're not allowed on there to defend yourself.
That's right. And here we are. The jury came in on the big verdict. Tens of millions spent by the Democratic Party law firms. And the jury came in at $4.2 million. When they asked for $150 million 2 days ago, $3 million yesterday. I don't have $2 million in the bank or anywhere. We got like $1 million in InfoWars to barely cover the payroll. And they would lie and say, he makes $300 million a year. They barred us from putting on evidence. They told the jury we were guilty. The judge, at least 20 times while I was in the courtroom, said, this man is guilty. Talk about prejudicing the jury. I think that backfired on them. Tomorrow is punitive damages. Did I consciously hurt these people? So the good news is it's a very low verdict for what they were asking for. The bad news is we don't have the money to pay for it. We can get a bond and appeal it. We're going to move forward. That's why I explained to listeners, you want to see the War Room, or you want to see Alex Jones, or you want to see Harrison Smith, or you want to see
just everybody Greg that's on Reese Band.Video.
And everybody else, if you want to see what we're doing here, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I was going to testify tomorrow, which under Texas law, in punitive damages, you're supposed to have the person under attack testify. The judge ruled after the ruling today, when they got that low ruling, sounds like a lot for the average person, and it is a lot, but for what they were asking for, it's small, that I cannot speak tomorrow and my lawyer cannot put on evidence because we're defaulted. So she gets more and more desperate as she rigged this whole thing. She says, I am defaulted. We cannot defend ourselves, call witnesses. I can't speak. They're going to sit there for like 5 hours tomorrow and beat that jury and say, give us more money, you scum. And gut level, I'm not making a prediction, but I think the jury is not going to put up with that. I think things have backfired on them, Owen.
Well, what's so crazy about this, the lawyers asked you yesterday, a conspiracy theory about sex trafficking, and you brought up the fact. You say you mean like Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton? That's what they don't want out there. That's what they don't want. They can't have all these people watching Alex Jones' demise and you dropping red pill truth bombs like that. That has to be stopped, Alex.
Well, I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their prayers. I want to thank the crew for putting up with this. They had sued you. They had to drop it because you didn't do anything wrong. The bottom line is this, and on my children, I have four children. My oldest son, Rex, is here. I have three daughters. On my children, I have a lake cabin and a house and about $1 million in the bank, which is would run this place for a month or two if I sold it all. And I'm willing to do that, except we need that as seed money if they shut all this down to start something new. I am willing to die for the truth. I didn't do this for money like they said. We said 9/11 was an inside job because the evidence showed it. We said there weren't WMDs in Iraq because the evidence showed it. We take the hard stances against Republicans and Democrats. We backed Trump because we knew he was anti-globalist. You see how they attack him. He's the real deal. He's not perfect, but he's real. And so we are fighting everything. So I can't pay this judgment. We can appeal it, and we'll see what happens into the future. And they've got two more of these show trials coming, but I can tell you, the plaintiff's lawyers, the Democratic Party operatives, look like they were having heart attacks at the end of the announcement of the jury. And I talked to two different witnesses that were out in the hall where they screamed and yelled and were howling in anger because they thought they would get a $50 million, $100 million judgment, which we've got to then pay a percentage of in the bond. They got our financials. We gave them all the discovery. And then they defaulted us saying we didn't. They know we're out of money. So they know I don't have, but total company and myself, a few million dollars. They know I have all these liabilities of tens of millions of dollars in debts. They know we're completely maxed out, paying for our own bandwidth and our own crew and our own legal and our own satellites and our own infrastructure, which they fear if anybody can build an independent infrastructure, their social credit score of shutting everybody down won't work. Their carbon tax won't work. So the farmers battling worldwide to not have their cows banned and their crops restricted. We are with you and we predicted it. We were there before it happened and we're asking you to keep us in the fight. But I'll tell you, I don't say this mainly to the crew. We're in bankruptcy right now. And I thought in bankruptcy, we could bring in the money we needed. Right now, we're not. So it's a Pyrrhic victory if you don't fund InfoWarsStore.com. Order a book, order a film, get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, get Vitamineral Fusion, get all the great products at InfoWars you've invested.
We did that 6 years ago.
We barely covered Sandy Hook, less than 0.1% of our time. But when Hillary ran against Trump, she dredged up things they could question. And there was some anomalies, but it turned out it probably, I mean, I believe it did happen.
Well, they sent Megyn Kelly over here to drum up the dust again.
That's it. And then they sucked everybody into it. And so they keep saying that I'm saying it didn't happen. I believe it did happen. And so now, 6 years later, they're like, Jones now concedes. And so that's how they operate. But I am proud of the fact I ask questions. I'm proud of the fact that I don't believe the official story. We've made mistakes. We don't lie on purpose like the corporate media. But I'll say this. I prayed last night for a low verdict because, again, the judge said he is guilty. You must decide how much money. They said $3 billion. It was $150 million earlier this week. They said $3 billion, and they came in with $4.2 million, which we don't have. But they're going to have their other two fake trials. This is a tug of war. This is a battle of wills with the corporate media that has brainwashed the public, that has manipulated people, that is trying to shut out our free speech. So I am very thankful to God, very thankful to the listeners. And I want to invite Scarlett Lewis, who doesn't have a gun control group. She has a group about children learning love and empathy and helping children that are beat up and helping people that are being bullied so they don't become this. I totally support her group, Choose Love. She came over, shook my hand, gave me a hug repeatedly, and I told her, regardless of this ruling, I want her on air. So tomorrow I'm barred from speaking
at the trial,
but I'm going to go with a letter that I'm going to write tonight, and I'm going to hand it to her and to Neil Heslin, who are very sweet people. I didn't question them on purpose. I didn't try to hurt them. Once I met them, I saw, God, these are totally real people. I was brought into stuff that was, it's good to question things, but.
Well, and you never even said their name. I said Heslin's name one time covering the Megyn Kelly interview, but that was it.
But still, I do believe that they had some pain. So my issue is that, here's an example. Tuesday, I did the morning show for an hour. You came in and took over. And I said, I believe she's a real person. I believe he's real. I believe they're manipulating him. And I'm sorry. It was a 10-minute rant. They cut it down to a minute with me saying it didn't happen. That's why the video was so blurry. You couldn't understand. It was all blurry. You couldn't even see me, really. It was just audio. And I got on the stand and I said, Scarlett, go to the fourth segment. Go to 40. Go to 33 after in my show today on stand. I said, watch it. I said, you're real. I said, your son's real. Whoever gave that to you is a liar. She got up and left, came back an hour later crying and was like, oh, and she came, well, you're right. So we broke through that they're being handled and manipulated.
Is that the lawyers then giving them edited video?
She said on stand, I was given it by my supporters. So the point is they gave her a minute edited video. Imagine the sickos. I'm on air saying, I believe you're real. I believe your son died. I'm so sorry. I want to work with you. And I believe that your ex-husband's son died, and he's a great guy. I think they manipulated him. I think he's kind of simple, not dumb, smart, but very trusting. He's a rodeo guy. He's a cowboy, which are not dumb. They're just really trusting, nice people. I have family like that. The headlines were, he says Heslin's, you know, this and that. I won't even say what they said because they'll edit that and say I said it. But the point was they failed, and they shook my hand 2 more days, and their lawyers 2 days ago on Wednesday, or I guess yesterday, it's all a blur now. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I do want you on. Thank you. Let's go to dinner next week. They're like, get out of the way. Just jump in front.
Yeah. And
anyway, you called him all these names, blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, they are desperate. And then a later break, Heslin said, hey, buddy, I appreciate you. Thanks for admitting my son died. I said, yes, sir. And I tried to reach out, and his lawyer went, get over here.
Here's the clip right here.
Talk to him like a, that's one of the clips. Talk to him like a dog. So we're reaching out to them. We're going to Connecticut. We're meeting with them. We're supporting what they did. We're not going to be kept away from these families, and we're not going to be caught in the CIA New World Order propaganda operation. It's not Sandy Hook. What's the media control? Owen, great job.
And we're going to stop school shootings, too, with the Second Amendment.
That's right. God bless you. Amen. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the new world order is out in the open.
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11 and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%. So they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which will cause a tsunami of economic destruction throughout the EU and the world. And the German government is letting it happen. They could leave some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting it all down by the end of this year to stay green. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that it is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Societies have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy, starting from wood, the least clean and efficient, and moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now, nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This new Green Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's Great Reset. These elite bloodlines want a new cashless society, but one more like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year for as often as they want. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
All right, all eyes are on InfoWars. It's been the number one story in the country the last 24 hours. You get exclusive details of what in the world is really going on. Straight ahead. Thursday, August 4th, 2022, worldwide transmission. The jury is out in Austin, Texas, on how guilty I am. I can't be found innocent. The judge told him at least 20 times, including in the jury charge yesterday while I sat there in the courtroom. This man is guilty. I say he is. Now go find out how much money. They said they wanted $3 billion yesterday. They've gone up from $150 million. The $3 billion might as well be $3 trillion or $3 quadrillion. It's unbelievable. Then in their closing statements, they said Mr. Jones makes $300 million a year. I thought it was $160 million a year. And it just went on from there, an incredible spectacle. Now, obviously, it was the top on Twitter, the top on the nightly news last night, the top story in the country, Alex Jones. And why was that? Well, this isn't really about what I said questioning Sandy Hook. In fact, I wasn't even sued for those statements. We were sued for statements Owen made simply reading a Zero Hedge article. But in the charge where the judge finds us guilty, it's Owen's statements, which isn't defamation or anything in my view. They'll be reading a Zero Hedge article questioning Megyn Kelly's report. But what's the big top story? Why is the international media tuning in right now to try to take edits of what I'm about to say and misrepresent it? I'm sitting there in their cross-examination of me when I was the final witness yesterday morning. And the plaintiff's lawyer said, "Do you know what perjury is?" And I said, "Yeah, I know what perjury is." I'm paraphrasing all this. And he said, "Well, you engaged in perjury. You told me you'd look for Sandy Hook text messages in your phone. And, well, we have your whole phone now, and we have the Sandy Hook messages." And I said, "Wow, this is your Perry Mason moment. Tell me, please, what it is." "Well, your lawyer accidentally sent us 10 days ago or 12 days ago, whatever it was he said. I'll play the clip in a moment. Accidentally sent us your whole phone." So they're going, "Hmm." And I go, "Well, I do know that I gave the Texas lawyers and the Connecticut lawyers the current phone I had when they subpoenaed it a few years ago. And I dug around and found one of my old phones and just handed it off to IT and said, whatever the search terms are, give it to them." And it turns out that they gave them to them in 6-month chunks up in Connecticut so they could search for the group of terms they gave us. But notice, I was defaulted for not giving them anything. They got depositions. They got hundreds of thousands of emails on every subject you can imagine. They got my text messages, which they already had in Connecticut. And then when my lawyer in Texas became joint counsel in Connecticut a few weeks ago, they sent him the whole file. And while sending some of those files over to the plaintiff's lawyers, they sent over some files they shouldn't have, mainly the medical records we got in depositions of some of the Sandy Hook families from our depositions. This has been a long litigated fight. So that is wrong. It's a big mistake. The lawyer owns up to it. But the text messages from Alex Jones are from 2019, the end of the year and a few months into 2020. Nothing about January 6th, like they're saying in the news. Nothing, because yesterday we heard this. We went and looked at the file that was sent, pulled it up, looked at it. I read through it. That's it. Nothing there. But they get up and say, law enforcement's going to want to know about this. And this morning they got up in front of the kangaroo court and said, "I've been contacted by a bunch of law enforcement. Judge, please don't cut any of the feed this morning. They're all watching. And the January 6th committee's involved. And why my ex-wife's involved. I haven't talked to her in years." And just, it's a free-for-all, ladies and gentlemen. And none of it's true. Absolute bull. It is not my whole phone, and it is not me perjuring myself or dodging things. Because as soon as he said, "Oh, we got your text messages," I went, "Well, of course you got it from my lawyers, because I gave it to them. When I said I've gone through my messages, that means I've given it to my lawyers to say, here, because there's nothing on my phone." We hardly ever talked about Sandy Hook. And then there's like a Paul Watson text to me about, "Hey, this article looks like BS. It's like the Sandy Hook stuff. You might want to take it down." Some story about COVID that turned out to be true. But the point is that this is insane. Totally and completely insane. And it's the globalists using lawyers at every level of society and bureaucracy. That's what Agenda 2030 is. To just shut down all their competition. And so what's being used against me is going to be used against you. Now, my lawyer here in Texas, Andino Reinell, this is posted on Infowars.com, where it's about to be. Paul Watson's writing an article about it. Filed a protective order injunction already tied back to the previous protective order from December 2nd, 2021. And it lists his email to their lawyers right after they accidentally sent him the wrong file, which happens all the time, saying, "Disregard that, don't use it. We'll send you the right link." Well, they downloaded it and waited and did use it. And saying, "Hey, that's got medical stuff with the Sandy Hook people in it. Don't download that." and they didn't care. That went ahead and still happened. And so that's what's unfolding right now. And it's just insane. Absolutely crazy the point that this country and this world has gotten to. And the hysteria around January 6th. I tried to stop January 6th. Everybody knows that. I've done big rallies all over the country. And the hysterical glee when I walked out of the courthouse yesterday at like 5 o'clock with dozens of TV cameras lined up, smiling and laughing and screaming at me and saying, reporters saying, you're going down. Jan 6th has got you. And of course, they made sure to bring up in court this morning. This is part of his phone, not the whole phone now. And Roger Stone is in there. Oh, my. Like, hey, Roger, come on the show. Or, hey, Roger, what's going on with this? Totally innocuous stuff. We went and looked at it. But I already know it's innocuous. They've already been through the phone. They got it 12, 13 days ago, or a fragment of the phone. And well, they put their supposed badness about me up there on television. So that's what's going on here. And they want to use these proceedings, as I've always said, to try to gin up something criminal. And that's what they're doing now, trying to say, you're being referred for perjury because you said there weren't Sandy Hook texts. No, I said I've gone through them, and that's what we've done. Handed it over. But I got to tell you, the experience with the legal system, even when the lawyers mean well, is just a nightmare. And when my lawyers make mistakes, it's the end of the world. When their lawyers do whatever they want, then, well, then that's okay. And that's how they weaponize these things. But look, folks don't tune in here to hear about just what's happening to me. You tune in to learn about what's happening with the New World Order, what I think's coming next, and what is unfolding in society. But if you want the truth, I don't know if it's up there yet. We can check InfoWars.com. I just talked to Paul before we went live. He said it was going up in a few minutes. You can find the article that Paul's doing about this number one story in the country. We've got it. It's as big as Hunter Biden's laptop. It's over. It'll have all of the information, him and Trump and Stone planning everything, and January 6th and hip, hip, hooray. And it's wow. This is like finding the Holy Grail. And then, of course, none of that is true. It's a year before January 6th. And has nothing to do with it. And if anything, I say more radical things on air than I do on text messages. And the idea that there's some type of criminal activity on there is preposterous. And again, as soon as he said, you know, I got your text messages from your lawyer. I'm like, yeah, I gave them to him. Woo, we got you now, boy. You said you didn't have any text messages. No, I said I'd look for all the stupid Sandy Hook stuff and give it over to the lawyers. That's what I said. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, how these people operate. Meanwhile, the crackhead Chinese spy Hunter Biden's free. We'll be right back. They're coming for me because they have to get through me to get to you. I swore this fight. I'm of good cheer. I'm actually very proud that we're the number one enemy of the globalists because we represent populism and Christianity and the human resistance. We represent a pro-human future. Well, the exclusive on the top story in the country, it's even all over the world being reported, that supposedly my phone has fallen into their hands and it proves everything. It's bigger than Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all over. The exclusive with the documents is at InfoWars.com and Summit.News. But here is part of the Perry Mason moment yesterday that wasn't.
So you did get my text messages. And they said you didn't. Nice trick.
Yes, Mr. Jones. Oh. Indeed. You didn't give this text message to me. You don't know where this came from. Do you know where I got this?
No.
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protected in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone.
Mr. Jones, you need to answer the question.
No, do you know this happened?
No, I didn't know this happened, but I mean, I told you, I gave him the phone over.
You said in your deposition, you searched your phone. You said you pulled down the text, did the search function for Sandy Hook. That's what you said, Mr. Jones, correct?
And I had several different phones with this number, but I did, yeah. Well, of course, I mean, that's why you got it.
No, Mr. Jones, that's not why I have it.
My lawyer sent it to you, but I'm hiding it. Okay.
Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones,
please just answer questions. There's no question. Mr. Bankston also only asked questions.
Sure. Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no. Correct. Under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, man. I just want to make sure you know before we go any further. You know what it is.
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I told you I gave, in my testimony, the phone to the lawyers before or whatever, and so you got my phone, but we didn't give it to you.
No, Mr. Jones, one more time. And please remember, if you need to assert the Fifth Amendment, you can. I need to know that you can do that. But you testified.
You can invoke your Fifth Amendment. And of course, my lawyer should have got up at that point and said, and I'm not attacking, it's just a fact, show us the deposition. The guy's deposed me, Bankston's deposed me, four times? And I've deposed four times by Connecticut, but I never talked to them, so I'm defaulted. They've got all this stuff. And I did search one of my phones, and it didn't have Sandy Hook stuff in it. And then they came back and said, well, they're saying you're hiding it. You have any old phones? Tore the office apart. And I just said, here, go search it and give it to the damn lawyers. Because I wasn't talking about Sandy Hook. I don't care about Sandy Hook. We don't cover it other than when they force us to. And it's just so incredibly sick that I sit there and give the damn lawyers all the text messages. And then they send it over to Connecticut. The Texas lawyers, before the new one I have, never even gave them the stuff I gave them. Or that's what they claim. And then I'm sitting there in the final witness in a trial where I've already been found guilty by the judge for not giving stuff over. And my lawyers give them the raw text messages of 6 months from 2019, early 2020. That's the reality. And then I see a text message from Paul Watson saying this story sounds like Sandy Hook bull. A story about COVID. How is that even pertinent? How is that lying about something? We get tens of thousands of emails a day. I don't even have an email at InfoWars because I can't keep track of it. Got rid of it over a decade ago. And everybody knows that. But I'm going to say this right now. This is the annihilation of justice. And as I predicted, they want to find something criminal in all of this. And if being wrong in a deposition, which I really wasn't wrong, is criminal. What is it to get up, as they said in his closing statements, that I make $300 million a year? We haven't made $300 million in 6 years. Gross. And then in the closing arguments to the jury, the other lawyer said, Mr. Jones today on the stand said FBI agents murdered the kids at Sandy Hook. Everybody goes, what? Well, my lawyer got up. He said, you just saw Alex on the stand earlier. And when you deliberate, you should go pull up the video of that and ask for that testimony. Mr. Jones didn't say FBI agents murdered people at Sandy Hook. Their lawyer got up and said, this man today in front of you said FBI agents murdered children. What in the world? You talk about perjury. You talk about crazy, but see, they know they control the appeals court, they control the Texas bar, and they control that Soros leftist judge, so they can do anything. But that's okay. I'm not here to keep my head down. I'm not here to sit on the sidelines. I asked to be in the arena. I prayed to God to help me expose the New World Order because I want to stop these globalist pedophile rings. and I knew the mark of the beast was coming, and I knew it was the right thing to do. So I'm not like all these other so-called men that aren't in the arena. I'm in the arena. But I want you to know I am fighting for you and for my own family and for all of us, and I need your hope, your prayers, I need your support. Today or tomorrow, after the jury comes in with their first verdict, then they have the punitive damages, and I'll testify again on net worth. And I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and you'll hear about everything I've got at that. I was there this morning with lawyers making damn sure everything's listed. How many cars I got, the house I got. They put my cell phone number out. Everybody's, I got to get a new number now. They put my cell phone number out in court yesterday. Home addresses, all of it. This is all part of my persecution. That's okay. Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. And if you're following me, you're going to get persecuted. I know this life is a flash. This is a test. And I'm sure not perfect. Believe that. But I mean well, and I love God, and I love justice. And I am extremely honored to be here. And this is exactly where I wanted to be. But I want to ask you at this part of the most intense fight beginning at the Crucible, as I go into the middle of the enemy hyenas to literally tear me to pieces. You think this is bad? It's going to get a lot worse. I told you a long time ago, I will be destroyed. I told you that 20 years ago. I told you that 10 years ago, because they're coming for you next. And when they're annihilating and killing billions of you, I want you to remember that I fought for you, because through this fight coming, we will overcome these people. I won't overcome them in my lifetime, but many of you watching will in yours. They're going down. I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be. This is the way to go down, baby. This is just the beginning. My destruction will be spectacular. And it will be a light to others to lead the charge into the future for our children.
Here we go, folks.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I signed up for this a long time ago. I signed on the dotted line, not with the devil, but with God. And God showed me the path forward, and I chose this path, and everything that was laid out before me is now proceeding in God's plan. You've always got to remember that Satan has control for a limited time, but it's all part of God's plan. Remember that. And they're laughing at you, when they're lying about you, when they're attacking you, when they're hurting you, when they're killing you, that in the end, this is all just a test. It wasn't all just set up by happenstance. This planet, the cosmos, our free will, it is a beautiful gift from God, but with it comes great responsibility.
Yes.
All right. Let me say this right now, then I'm going to hit the news that they don't want us to cover. Oh, they want to distract me with all these lawsuits and attempted criminal charges and January 6th garbage and lies.
All lies are made up.
Because they want us out of the game. They don't want us rallying humanity and awakening humanity. We just saw big developments with massive wins by hardcore patriots in the primary election yesterday. Roger Stone joins us, star of the next hour, then Robert Barnes, Owen Schroyer, and so many others. And we're also waiting for the jury's verdict on how guilty I am. You're guilty until proven guiltier in the new blue city, blue state systems. And again, people ask, why do you live in Austin? My mother's family's from here. I grew up in Dallas, then grew up here. I love Austin. It's a great place, but it's controlled by the globalists now. And everybody's welcome here in Texas. We love you. But it's kind of hard to leave a place when your ancestors have been here since the 1820s.
That's understandable.
My family originally, before they moved to Waterloo, which is what Austin was originally known as, lived in Gonzales, Texas, and were in the main fight in the first battle of Texas independence. And my mother's side of the family raised Colonel Travis's son, the Ayers family. And so it is hard to see the fall of many areas of Texas, and hard to realize that I need to pull up stakes and get out of here as soon as possible. But we don't have the money or the systems to move this operation at this time out. They're kind of doing us a favor with all the attacks with an infrastructure this big and not be able to continue it on unless we get massive increases in support. But one way or another, I will go down fighting, ladies and gentlemen. and will not whimper as this operation is carried out against us. Because again, I asked for this. And I knew we would have victory when triggering Great Awakening, that in the end will bring down the New World Order. But you got to pay the piper. You got to pay the boatman. You want to go into hell to free the captives, you got to pay Charon. And I have paid. And I will pay. And I made that deal. So my destruction is victory. And we want to stay in the fight and fight as hard and long as possible. And I pray for God to give me strength to be as powerful and as effective as I can in this key moment when the forces of true evil come for us, come for you. So I'm going to hit some more news on other subjects, but I'm going to say this right now. I didn't know how insolvent we were 6 months ago. We didn't have outside accounting firms. We had trouble sourcing products. We had leftist groups that bought up some of our main suppliers. They held onto our money as a joke for a year. One big outlet that we've been using for 7-8 years that was owned by some great folks previously. We learned that was the case. When we said, give us our money back, they said, no, we're not going to. We had to get lawyers involved. We found, through the grace of God, even bigger top labs in the country, two of them, that are actually listeners. And so the process of 10 of our best-selling products are starting to come back in. But that will still, with the numbers we've got, to get us into the black, with the expenses we have, take a few months. I need money now just to pay for the bankruptcy we have, which will allow us to stay on air and operate and reorganize despite all these kangaroo courts and fake judgments that clearly they've engineered that I expect to happen. And so right now is a decision you have to make. As God is my witness, if I put everything I've got into this operation, it'll only run in another 2 months.
We'll be right back.
And I have to have that as an emergency backup. Transgenderism targeting children is child abuse, chemical castration. That clip's coming up next hour. The good news is we've seen patriots sweeping the primaries, like with the gubernatorial primary in Arizona. We're going to be looking at all that with Roger Stone coming up next hour and so much more. But let's look at this stack of news. This is just part of the economic news. Widespread civil unrest looming in UK over cost of living. The angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about. Video, Biden energy advisor claims it's just factually not true that gas prices were rising before Ukraine invasion. 90% of the rise was before it.
Yeah, it was.
Total lie, but that's all they can do. Just like they said, they have my entire phone for all these years when they don't. It's not true. Mexico also suffering inflation. To stop inflation protests, Panama fixes price of groceries and medicine. That will cause food shortages. And it just goes on from there. Almost 40% of Democrats voters say Democrats have run the economy to the ground. See, the Democrats look at the blame. Yeah, they deserve part of it, but their boss is the New World Order. The Great Reset at Work. The dystopian transformation of the food industry. Big article up on InfoWars.com. This is the designed, controlled collapse. Meanwhile, China has said it's war if any high-level U.S. government official, including an ambassador, goes to Taiwan. Pelosi goes, which I think she should go if she wants. She can visit wherever she wants. And she says it's because she's a woman. I mean, they inject that crap into everything. And it just goes on and on and on. But the good news is, everywhere, Hollywood tried to force its leftist ideology on people. Get woke, go broke. Warner Brothers decides to shelve woke 70 million Batgirl movie. Economist warns job openings are about to fall off a cliff. That's just some of the economic news as they wage war against our finances, against our sustainability, against our independence, against our children, against our families. They're at war. You know, when I walked out of the courthouse yesterday, where they just said they had my whole phone and the law enforcement would want to know about what was on it, and none of that was true. When I walked out there and there were dozens of TV cameras with people behind them hissing and saying hateful things and laughing and saying, you're going down. These are mainline reporters. That's awful. It didn't make me feel bad to have all these people saying mean things to me. It made me feel bad for them.
Very much.
Because of what they are involved in. And the system that they have signed up for, and how foolish they are, and how they bet on this, as they said, January 6th is going to get your phone. You and Trump are going down. Oh, this will make Hunter Biden look like a good guy. All delusional, all based on half-truths, all based on disinformation, all based on garbage, but they don't care. They don't stop. And they wonder why their lives are destroyed. They wonder why they have no future. It's very, 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 very sad. Now, here's the other big news I'm going to be getting into, including right now. This is the good news. These are the real hearings that matter. Not that Alex Jones questioned a mass shooting, or not that there was a riot at the Capitol, and so we've got to have martial law. We should be spending the whole show today on this. And that's the gain-of-function hearings that they just had in Congress, where they have all the documents that government bureaus under George W. Bush and under Barack Hussein Obama, and then under Trump, he killed most of the programs, to his credit, weaponizing viruses to even be race-specific and kill certain races of people. Big breaking news on that. We'll be playing clips. Rand Paul, Congress is not allowed to know about top secret gain of function research committee. And we've got more on that. I love these modern articles and these studies. Evidence suggests genetic manipulation of COVID-19. And then they describe how it's got 5P shuttle gene injections that show it's a cloned virus and that it's had other viruses added to it. I mean, you know a 57 Chevy's man-made versus a redwood. Or you know a duck is natural versus a carburetor. You know that a frog is biological and not man-made for now versus a shotgun. And they knew this 2.5 years ago. They scanned it at major universities, said, my God, this is man-made. And now we have Fauci in documents admitting he ordered gain-of-function production. This could end humanity as we know it. Certainly kill hundreds of millions or billions of people, and the fear and collapse from it will bring us into total collapse, which will lead to mass starvation and war. And that's today's live show headline. You know, you'd think our live show headline would be about Alex Jones and the truth about his phone and was it really true? But no. No, it's about all of us. Planet officially plunging into mass starvation, economic collapse, and worldwide war. So I'm staying at my post. Despite the fact my guts and my flesh tells me get my family and run to the hills. Imagine being the idiot serving this system in the crime-ridden, collapsing cities they live in, undermining their own future, and thinking that those of us trying to save the ship are the bad guys. It is so sad. So I'll say it again, and the decision's really up to you. I know that if we cancel the War Room and American Journal and lay off a bunch of crew, then we'll suddenly get a bunch of donations and support. Do you really want me to do that? Because I'm going to have to in a couple weeks.
No, I don't want you to do that.
I mean, I'm in official, full bankruptcy with the federal court, filing things showing we're out of money. All I need is money to fight these next two show trials and pay for the bankruptcy, and that will protect us, and we'll be able to go forward. But we need the money at the level we were to operate. And that's why they flash headlines up everywhere that are 100% false, that we have $5 million or $300 million or any of this crap, because they want you to think that we have all this money when we don't. It is up to you to see through their lies. It is up to you to bolster the front lines of your defenses. We're the gate on the castle that the dragon's shooting fire at and clawing at and trying to get through. InfoWars is the soldiers at that gate shooting arrows at that dragon and throwing themselves up there and moving boulders in to try to block the hole in the wall. That gate goes down. They're able to stampede and intimidate everybody. They take the whole fortress. And believe me, you'll be in a whole nother world. Your money's going to be worthless. Your freedom's going to be worthless. You'll be under new lockdowns. You'll have no future. If you don't bet on InfoWars now, you are insane. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. Part of me just wants to watch you, just give you guys what you want. But I know the listeners have been steadfast. You know who you are. But for all the middle-class people and all the wealthy people that have been sitting on the fence while widows and blue-collar workers, the salt of the earth of this country, are busting their ass, spending part of their paycheck to buy our great products, shame on the wealthy and nouveau riche that are sitting there thinking you're insulated. You're going to find out you're not in this new French Revolution. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get a t-shirt, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, get the great Super Blue toothpaste.
Right back,
the operating system of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha families, which is the oldest bloodline of European bloodlines in the world, in which all European bloodlines agree are their progenitors, going back to their founder, Vlad the Impaler. Count Dracula is the recognized head of the entire dynasty.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
And so this House of the Dragon that flies the dragon banner, the Dracul, rule the planet, just like Revelation tells us, the dragon. And it's allied with the other dragon, Chicoms, and its goal is feudalism. But with a high-tech overlay.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
And if you go back to the Aztecs, or the ancient Chinese, or the ancient Europeans, or the ancient Africans, everybody behaved the same. You had cycles, and you would get cycles of society building up, developing technology, agrarian systems, developing towns and cities, and then the cults take over, the high priests take over. And they always use environmental reasons for the reason that they have to dominate and demand human sacrifices and control over the public.
So the Illuminati is basically just an extension of the mystery religion system, the whole type of philosophy.
Yes, it was a way of hoarding knowledge and power to a few special people.
And how do they hoard the knowledge?
Well, when I say knowledge, some of the knowledge is pseudo-knowledge, and some of the knowledge is actually scientific knowledge which enabled, for instance, Christopher Columbus to be certain that he could sail across the Atlantic and hit land. He was associated with the Knights Templars, which is one of these secret societies associated with the Illuminati. So you've got different types of knowledge, but some of the knowledge is actually bogus. It's just claimed so that they can get people to join whatever mystery religion they're trying to offer.
And the UN and others at the Club of Rome in the 1960s, early 1960s, said, we're going to bring back the superstition of the pagans, and we're going to teach people they're bad and teach them they're evil and teach them that they have to pay and teach them that old people have to die and babies have to be killed because there's too many people, so that we have a barbarous civilization that's the opposite of the Renaissance and Christianity, but one that is kill and be killed. And we believe this is the natural system of survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and so we're going to bring this back. And that's the real system we're transitioning to now. We hear about a transition. So they decided to get rid of that and replace it with the old authoritarian model of barbarism that has the exact same features. No matter what color you are or where your ancestors came from, humans act the same in these cycles over and over again.
The satanic rituals that they carry out, which are horrendous traditional rituals, blood sacrifices, requires a certain level of insanity and dissociative ability. If you were a normal, sane person and you had to participate in the higher level Illuminati rituals, you'd probably go crazy. It's absolutely essential that they maintain the bloodlines.
These are religious sacraments to these people of power over you. And they don't like the fact you're straight and strong. They don't like the fact you're good. They don't like the fact you're hardworking. They don't like the fact you want justice. They want to hurt you. They want to dominate you to fill that empty spot in their heart.
We'll be back.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right.
When you fight for globalists, when you defend humanity, when you stand up for the children in America, the New World Order comes for you. Yes, those that serve evil call us fools for standing up for what's right, but we can't help it. It's in our bones. And we've got incredible economic news. We're going to look at the big primaries that happened yesterday that are terrifying the establishment. We're going to look at the nationally televised hearings they had today where Roger Stone was drug into my Sandy Hook kangaroo trial where the judges told the jury more than 20 times I'm guilty. How do you get a fair trial with that? Just any other place in the world, folks, including America in the past, if a judge said you were guilty to a jury, it was a mistrial. So to break all this down and more is a man who's been through the fire even more than I have, and there's not many, for what we stand up for, is Roger Stone. But Roger, you're forced yet again. I had you coming on last night. I talked to you. We said, hey, let's get you on about the election, about the primary, about the midterms, 96 days. But now, yet again, they're not telling the truth. They say that there's a phone that they have bigger than Hunter Biden's laptop, and you're in it, and it's all there, the January 6th committee, and it's a fragment of my phone given over in discovery in Connecticut with a bunch of text messages that is from late 2019 to early 2020, nothing to do with January 6th, but they don't care. They're going forward with it. Your response to that?
Well, Alex, I have no concerns whatsoever about anything you and I have ever text messaged, because we've never said anything inappropriate. We may have commented on how attractive a particular woman is. There may be some locker room talk there, but even that's not troubling. Alex, they're going after you the same way they went after me for exactly the same reasons. We refuse to shut up. We refuse to be silenced. We refuse to stop talking about freedom and our constitutional liberties and calling out those who would cancel them. So my heart goes out to you and your family. I've been exactly where you are right now. And frankly, you need help more than ever before. Don't buy into the lies. Don't buy into the distortions. Don't be...
They did the same thing, saying you had hundreds of millions of dollars. All lies.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely untrue. So, folks, Alex Jones needs your support. InfoWars needs your support.